This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow last evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jayaprakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihta. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of the new civil enclave of Bihta Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu were also present at the inaugural function. Today, on the last leg of Bihar visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikramganj in Rohtas district. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone for and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of developing the country's agriculture sector as a key step towards making India a developed nation. In a video message on a social media account at the launch of Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Odisha, he stated that the central government is addressing various agriculture-related issues, including ensuring fair prices for farmers' produce and strengthening the agricultural economy.
एक अहम विषय किसानों को आय के अतिरिक्त साधन मुहैया कराने का भी है खेतों की जो मेड़ है उस पर सोलर पैनलिंग का काम हो देश में जो स्वीट रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है मधुमक्खी पालने वाले किसानों को लाभ हो रहा है उससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसान कैसे जुड़े खेत से निकले जिन अवशेषों को कचरा कहकर फेंक दिया जाता है उससे कैसे एनर्जी बनाए वेस्ट टू वेल्थ क्रिएट कैसे करें
As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The All-Party Parliamentary Delegation, led by NCP SCP Supriya Sule, met with the leaders of the African National Congress, led by Secretary-General Fikile Mabalula. Speaking to media, Mr. Mabalula said that South Africa has pledged solidarity with India in terms of engagement in the fight against terrorism. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that there are several languages and innumerable dialects in the country which resonate the spirit of Indianness. The president yesterday inaugurated the two-day literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. During the event, President Murmu received credentials from the envoys of six nations, including Thailand, Costa Rica, St. Kitts and Nevis, Turkey, Bangladesh and Kazakhstan. The conference will deliberate today on various sessions, including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature of Change and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. Militaries of India and Mongolia will participate in a bilateral exercise to be held in Ulaanbaatar from Saturday to 13th of next month. The exercise is aimed at enhancing interoperability between the two forces. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said an Indian Army contingent departed yesterday for the 17th edition of the bilateral exercise, Nomadic Elephant. The two-week exercise is an annual event conducted alternatively in India and Mongolia. Delhi police has stated that about 900 illegal Bangladeshi nationals residing in Delhi have been identified and will be deported after proper verification. Delhi Special Commissioner of Police, Crime Branch, Devesh Chandra Srivastava yesterday said the process of deporting undocumented migrants has gained momentum in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Indian heavyweight boxers Naman Tanwar and Anshul Gill have advanced to the finals of the Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament at Bangkok. In the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore stormed into the final of the tournament after beating table topper Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Mulanpur Chandigarh last night. Bangalore overhauled a modest victory target of 102 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. After the first qualifier, all eyes will be on the eliminator where 4th place Mumbai Indians will face 3rd place Gujarat Titans today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.